Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Hoser's Panel. It is T. Croaks, Tyler Croakman, coming at you with, of course, Dirty Mike and the boys, T. Croaks and Stat Guy Mike, coming at you with another couple weeks of hockey magic here in hockey news. How you doing, Mike? How you doing, Dirty Mike?
Doing good. I'm not too sure how I feel about that, but
yeah. I just rolled with it.
Well, we'll move on, yeah.
We'll see if it sticks.
Definitely going to be a shorter episode this week. We're kind of cramming in the pod in between work and hockey and ball hockey we got to tend to tonight. So we'll just crank out some stuff that we want to talk about in about half an hour or so.
But, all right. With that, what do you have to start us off with, QB Michael?
I think first thing we got to talk about is the Canucks' new historic hire. They hired a new assistant general manager. Her name is Emily Castonguay. She's an ex-college player, but it's the first ever woman hire for an assistant GM role. I believe in NHL history. I know it's the first for the Canucks, but I also believe league-wide it's the first one. And she comes in with a whole heap of hockey knowledge, world qualifications. She used to be an NCAA player, the captain of her team. She now has a law degree, a finance degree. She was a player agent, so she's been on the player side of contract negotiations. And yeah, I mean, she's very qualified, so that's definitely not a problem. She's I think she's gonna bring something to the Canucks organization that really they've been lacking, you know, especially with Jim Benning. He got tormented in contract disputes, and she was one of the people that tormented him. She was the agent for Anton Roussel when he got like 4 years, like $16 million or something like that. But yeah, I think it's a great hire for the Canucks organization. I love the hire, and apparently they're looking to add a few more people to their front office and analytics departments, and they've got a few more ladies lined up for interviews and stuff. So they're really looking to diversify their entire front office with just extremely qualified people and really trying to round out their entire organization, which is a cool thing to see for sure for hockey and for the Canucks fans.
Well, definitely, that's an organization that could use some new angles and some new viewpoints for sure. I think, good to see that coming.
Yeah, and I think I don't think the player agent aspect can be overlooked, because like she's basically now has been on both sides of contract negotiations. She knows exactly how to handle the situations from both sides, and I think she's just gonna help bring like any leg up she can, and that's really just like one part of the entire role. So. I think it's an awesome hire. I think it's a great hire. And then, you know, the fact that she's a woman is awesome for the game and for the sport in its whole. But just main point, great hire. I think it's nice. I think it could pay off a lot.
Beauty, agreed.
Another piece of history, or getting close to history, Keith Yandel tied the all-time Ironman streak tonight.
Yeah, crazy.
The Flyers have not been doing great recently, but Keith Yandel Ironman, because I know it was 1,000.
Can you get him up? Who are the other ones?
He was he's 1,074 games. He tied Doug Jarvis at the top of the list. He should break it if everything goes well. He should break it tomorrow. They have a back-to-back.
Okay.
So they play the Islanders tomorrow in Long Island, or on Long Island. I know some Long Island people hate when they say in Long Island, but 1,074 games now, which is crazy. He started the streak March 26th, 2009. It's been like 13 years this has been going on. I remember like, when was it? Like last year or 2 years ago when
they almost benched him or something?
Yeah, when Joel Quenneville almost healthy scratch at the beginning of the season.
Was it personal stuff? It sounded like that he was going to do so.
I don't think. I don't remember.
I don't know. I think I heard it on a pod or something. But anyway, yeah. Regardless, I heard that a lot of people were pretty pissed off about it, and it didn't end up happening, obviously.
Yeah, and then now he's in Philly. But crazy to think about. I think it was Evolving Hockey on Twitter. They put out a chart of every defenseman that's played from the time his Ironman streak started until now. So the DD men who are still in the league as of right now, and they're like injury charts, and obviously Keith Yandel would have a clean injury chart. But there was only like 16 or 18 defensemen that have played from his start of the Ironman to now. Like some, like there's only like 16 or 18 that are still in the league when he started this.
Jeez, yeah, good point. That is such a long time.
And it's like, you kind of forget, like, you know, you hear about all these guys who play for like 23, 24, 22, 19 years in the league, but you kind of forget how rare it is. Like, this is only 13 years and there's only 16 guys left that have been around this long. Like, you know, there's a reason why NHL players finish their career and they talk about, you know, partially taking a bit for granted with how long they expect it to last and how long it actually lasts, because there's only going to be like a handful of guys that make it over like 15 seasons. But those are always just the ones that we hear about. So crazy to think that there's only less than 20 guys in a 13-year window.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
I mean, congrats to freaking Keith Yandel. I'm assuming he'll break it tomorrow. So congrats to him for that crazy accomplishment. And, you know, there's got to be some luck involved because hockey's a crazy high-intensity action-filled sport where, you know, you can't use all skills to get to 1,100 straight games almost. Because, you know, there's guys that go down in practice and they trip on a stick or they hurt their ankle in pregame soccer and stuff like that, you know? Like, it's crazy. Like, good for him, but it's wild to think how long this streak has been.
Do you happen to have the Ironmans in front of you? Do you know what? We can always look it up. What Phil's is?
Yeah.
He's coming up.
He had 940. He's third.
So former teammate. Like, wouldn't that be something if somehow, some way, I always thought if the Hot Dog Man was, like, the number one Ironman guy, I'd just die. Because he's just, I mean, just notoriously, like, out of shape. All these weird things about him I find it funny that he's played that many games in a row.
It's crazy, right?
Find that kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little bit rooting for him, but that's awesome for Jans. Love him. So.
Oh, sorry. It's 964, not 1,000. I think I said 1,064.
Before? Yeah, I was a little thrown off by that, but I figured I was just late to the game, like always.
Yeah, sorry. 964, and then Phil Kessel was at 940. So he could pass Doug Jarvis by the end of the season.
Nutty.
So it could be Yandel and Kessel.
Pretty cool then. That'd be a fun one to watch because they're just that close then.
Yeah.
Nutty.
Yeah, Phil started in November of 2009. Yandel started in March of 2009. So 8 months difference. And hopefully, you know, don't wanna jinx anything, but hopefully you can get it there.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's basically it. Like there's Marlo is Marlo. No, sorry, just for the Ironmans.
Right.
We got our favorite pest back in the news, hot off the press tonight. But Brendan Lemieux gets 5 in a game for a boarding on Ryan Liljegren. Liljegren's just going around the net, dumping it off the glass and out with his backhand, and fucking Lemieux just comes in and smokes him all numbers. Liljegren turns a little bit, but Lemieux was looking at the numbers the entire time. No matter where he turned, he was still all numbers, and obviously Lemieux
sped up, charged him, charged him in the corner, right on the numbers. It's really, really bad. I tried to get a better video where it showed a little bit more of the play, because, you know, we devil's advocating. I really wanted to see if there's, like, some way you can read it, like, if he was just late to the trolley tracks and wanted to get him behind the net and was, like, too committed to the hit. But, like, the one you see is so bad, because you see him take the last 3 strides, and he's, like, already passed behind the net. So, yeah, none of it makes any sense to me, really.
Yeah, and he took a very bad route to get there as well.
No kidding. It's wide.
How do you think, okay, one, he got 5 in a game. Do you think he's suspended? 2, how many games?
Yeah, I think they saw some. Let me see here.
Lindgren also gets a great cross check. I'm pretty sure he snaps his stick, and you can hear the stick breaking on the broadcast after he goes after him. It's insanely loud. Lindgren also got 2 for cross-checking. Wasn't injured on the play. And I know they take into account injuries, which is I agree and disagree that they take in injuries. It's like the hit's not any more violent if the guy pops up.
Yeah,
like,
it's a little weird.
It could always be a freak part of it. But I know they do take an account of that. And I think because it's Brendan Lemieux, he's already had a few run-ins, if not this season, the last couple seasons. Especially with
he's
biting.
He's getting that Wilson mentality. Like that.
Exactly, 100%. He's getting that rap.
Thank you.
I think he gets suspended. I would probably give him one game. I think he might get two or three just because it's him. And we've seen kind of this garbage. It's starting to spiral up a little bit more. Like, he was kind of rarely in this picture, but, you know, he was talked about a bunch. Now it's kind of like, okay, he's facing discipline a few times now.
I want to say two.
Yeah.
I could be, I'm like one to three, but I'll just go two.
100%. Now there's another hit that basically just happened that I don't know if you've seen yet.
You see, my source doesn't have any video.
Jared Spurgeon hitting Christian Dvorak.
Shout out YouTube. Okay, Spurgeon Dvorak.
But while you bring that up, I'm gonna bring up something that I ran on our Twitter page.
Yes.
Because a lot of people are pissed off at Brendan Lemieux. He's kind of garbage. But I put up a poll on Twitter saying, if your favorite NHL team was offered Brendan Lemieux for nothing in return, would you want them to accept the deal? So basically a trade for Brendan Lemieux for essentially like future considerations. Would you want Brendan Lemieux on your team? What do you think the percentage was? Yes and no.
One more time, say the question.
So if your favorite NHL team was offered Brendan Lemieux for nothing in return, would you want them to accept that deal? So basically, would you want Brendan Lemieux to be added to your team at no cost? Yes or no? What do you think the percentages were on that?
Of how many people like in the league wanted him?
How many people said yes or okay. And no, I guess.
I'd say like 30% said yeah.
30% yes. What about you? Would you want him on your team? If the Flames were offered Brendan Lemieux right tomorrow for nothing, would you want the Flames to accept that deal?
I don't think so. Not personally. I think the team's doing too many good things. I don't know. Fair enough.
Yeah, you're close on the percentages. I also would say no. 17% said yes, 83% said no.
Yeah, a little more one way.
Yeah. Jeez. But still time to answer that poll if you want. Probably when this podcast goes up, it'll be done at around 4 o'clock Pacific on Tuesday. So keep getting those answers in. But we've got a decent amount of votes that I feel confident about it. But yeah, any luck on that Spurgeon hit?
Oh, Greece. He lowers his shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know. He's fucked.
Yeah, that's why he did not return. Obviously, puck is nowhere near. I don't even know like why he attempted a hit on Dvorak. He wasn't really like in the play. The puck looks like it's loose. It's kind of a hard angle, but I don't understand. I don't understand the need. Yeah, I can't tell what goalie it is. I think it's Primo's in net at the time. Primo's covering the puck. He has it underneath him for, I don't know, half a second. And Spurgeon comes in from the point and smokes Dvorak at, like, the hash marks. All head. Nothing else. And, yeah.
Dvorak's looking toward the net, like, the opposite way of
he's looking at the hit. He's looking at the puck because, you know, he's not expecting somebody to hit him at all. And, yeah, Dvorak left the game, did not return. Spurgeon did not receive any penalty for it, most likely because the refs never even saw it, I would assume. Yeah, probably not. Like, why are you even looking
weird,
there?
Weird fucking
But yeah, suspension? Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah, I saw see. Five games,
all right.
Why not, man? No look clearly to the head after the whistle or at the whistle. Like, I don't know. It's just so pointless.
Especially, like, no penalty, and they absolutely steam-cleaned Montreal. Like, Spurgeon went on to score a goal that game. He went plus three. They won, like, 8-2, sorry. Just wild.
So far from the play. They barely got it on camera.
I think somewhere in the 3-6 range, and I would be happier with the higher side, is fair. Obviously, it's a huge loss for the Wild, but sucks to suck. Don't fucking hit a guy when the goalie's covering the puck and you're coming in from the point.
Yeah.
yeah, wild, wild fucking event there. I don't, like I said, I don't know what was even going through his mind of like, why even complete that hit?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Yeah.
He's going to be in trouble. I don't know. If you don't start giving away like big sussies for hits like that, why wouldn't you just do it though? Like, I mean, and like, if you got some sick, twisted guy who's in the fourth line, doesn't mean anything. Why not just throw the hit? If you, like, you know what I mean? If you see the opportunity to take the guy out of the series, why don't you John Tavares and fly Neiman in the face? Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Why wouldn't you if you were some sick, demented fuck and you really wanted to win the series? And you know the league's only going to give you like 5 games and a fine or something. You're going to play again, no problem. Like, that's what it's going to come to, I feel, if you keep giving everybody nothing for stuff like that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's not quite that malicious, but that's pretty close to malicious to me.
It's pretty, like...
Because it's just, it's not in the play at all.
Yeah.
Unless it's a complete mistake and I'm missing it, like, inside out. But I don't know.
I can't see that.
It looks like he braces himself, like, hard.
Yeah.
Or he's, like, swarming to the front of the net, but I can't fight for that because the play's over.
Yeah, I don't...
He's so late.
I have no clue. Yeah, and it's not like he's looking down at the puck and he clips him. Like, he's...
That's why I kept looking, like, is he trying to get to the play to get everyone off the goalie, or is he trying to get... Yeah. But it looks like he lowers his shoulder to hit the guy. And then he's almost like, ooh, didn't mean to get you like that. Like, it's the best I could think. So I don't know. I just feel like, if you don't... Like, why wouldn't people just do it?
Yeah.
Weirdly, we're almost getting there, to me.
Yeah, I got no clue. That was something dirty.
Sick take.
Yeah.
But there it is. It might just start happening more if we don't start cracking down on this shit.
Last thing of news, I think, because we, like I said, it was a quick one. We might have to wrap it up pretty quick here. The IIHF accidentally leaked the Canadian men's hockey Olympic team.
No way.
Yeah, they posted a picture of their entire lineup, instantly deleted it because they weren't supposed to. And yeah, people got screenshots and everything. I think it's supposed to come out tomorrow or the next day. But yeah, they just chucked out the roster. So I think if you want, we can quickly run through the names and
let's go.
It's a typical non-NHL Olympic roster, so there's nothing crazy. In net, they have Devin Levi, who was the Canadian World Juniors goalie a couple years ago, I believe.
Okay.
Matt Tompkins, who I have no idea who that is, and Edward Pascal, who I also have no idea who that is.
No.
Okay. Okay. The heck Devin Dubnyk didn't make this? I have no idea.
Weird.
Is there any former NHLers
on this list?
Yes, there is.
Okay, thank Christ.
But another thing is they are allowed to take 6 alternates due to COVID and stuff. So Dubnyk might be on that 6-man like extras roster. Not too sure.
It'd be hilarious.
But not in this thing. But he should 100% be going if he's healthy.
No kidding. Agreed.
On defense, we have Brendan Gormley, who had a short stint in the NHL. I believe he played with the Avs for a little bit, at least the Avs organization, because that's how I know him. Alex Grant, don't know who that is. Owen Power, number 1 overall pick to Buffalo in 2021. I'll be watching Canada, mainly one of the reasons for Owen Power. The kid's a beast.
Yeah, no shit.
There's a couple other names that are also the reason for that as well. Tyler Witherspoon, I think he was a couple NHL, like a little NHL stint here.
I know the name.
Yeah,
I feel like he was drafted to Calgary, but I can't quite remember.
Could be. Matt Robinson, don't know who that is. Mark Barbario, an ex-Av who... By all accounts, listening to like any Avs reporter, like the 4 seasons he was here or 3 seasons he was here, seems to be like the nicest human being in hockey. So I am extremely stoked that he gets a chance because I loved watching him on the Avs. He wasn't the greatest, but you could tell that like everybody loved him, and good for Barbs. I'm excited to see him, and hopefully he wins gold for Canada because that would be sweet for him. But he's playing in Switzerland right now.
Interesting. Oh, quick one on Tyler Witherspoon. He was drafted by the Calgary Flames, second overall, 2011 NHL draft, 57th overall.
Second round.
So I started in the Portland Winterhawks, so I've probably been watching him since 2010.
Yeah.
And then Calgary and so on. Anyway, go ahead. He's now in Utah.
Maxim Noreau, who's a name I think I recognize, but I couldn't tell you anything about him other than he's now a defenseman on Canada's Olympic team. And Jason Demers, who... Recent NHLer, but I think he last played with Arizona, but he had a pretty pretty big career. So that's that'll be a good leadership guy for sure on the back end. Him and Barbario probably have the most NHL experience out of anybody on the defense. So I think they'll be huge leaders.
Nice.
But for the forwards, we have Daniel Carr. I might recognize that name, but not too familiar. Daniel Winnick, longtime Duck. Maybe
this should have been a game on our trivia show.
Oiler. Yeah,
fuck. Like, where the fuck did these guys come from? We should have for all the teams. Jeez. Anyway,
Corbin Knight, Ben Street, both names I think I recognize, but
Street, I feel like I do.
I think
old
Street
Philly
was
guy
a,
or something.
I think he might have played for the Leafs as well. I'm not too sure. Jack McBain, not too sure. Eric O'Dell, same kind of thing. Adam Tambolini, same kind of thing. Jordan Wheel, I think, played for the Habs the last couple of seasons, maybe the Flyers as well. I think he was like a good third or fourth liner. I'm not too sure if he's in the AHL right now or if he went to Europe or whatever, but he should be a decent player for him. David Desharnais, ex-Hab.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we know that name.
Yeah, for sure. Landon Ferraro, son of Ray Ferraro. Had a couple stints in the NHL for, you know, a handful of games, but usually an AHLer. So good for him to get to rep Team Canada. That's big for the Ferraro family.
No kidding.
Josh Hosang gets a chance, which I think he could pop off.
True.
I think
good time to prove yourself.
Yeah,
if you're
for sure.
Really looking for one.
And then the last three, the big names, Eric Staal.
Yeah,
that's
not so
sick. He signed a PTO. He signed a PTO with the Iowa Wild. Like,
he was the first Wild story, wasn't he? Forget
yeah.
The pun.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, I think he signed a PTO with Iowa just to kind of get his legs under him before he went. Put up 5 points in 4 games. He's ready to go. I think he'll be a huge leader on the team.
No kidding.
Mason Talking McTavish.
Sweet. Oh,
third,
yeah.
Third overall pick.
Oh, that's going to be nuts. Oh, wait. Is Ken Johnson up there?
He's not on this list, but he's apparently an alternate. He's one of the 6 alternates, apparently.
Fuck, I want to see him there showing off so bad. Anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
And then the last one, Victoria BC's own Adam Cracknell.
Oh, baby. Where's Cracknell playing right now?
Couldn't tell you.
Shit, because I was like, I know he's from Victoria.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Let's take a look here. Adam Cracknell, yeah. It was unreal that he gets to... go represent Canada, but he plays for Bakersfield in the AHL right now. But he played for the Saanich Braves. How are you? That's where I played growing
dude,
up.
Dude, no way.
In the VIJHL.
Think he'd bring her? He'd bring her home? He'd bring them out?
I hope so. Yeah,
I mean, I couldn't see why not. I think he'd take the hometown.
But played with St. Louis, Vancouver, Edmonton, Dallas, the Rangers, Anaheim, yeah. I mean, I'm stoked for him. That's awesome. We'll see the 6 names that kind of come out as the alternates, but as of right now, that's Team Canada. A few names that, you know, crazy. You kind of want to watch the team for. Other than that, it's an AHL kind of roster, but like McTavish, Power, Cracknell, obviously just for the BC, the Victoria boys, but and Josh Hosang, I think. But yeah.
Hell yeah. That pretty much do it for your news?
That does it for my news.
Well, I just thought we could touch on a few red hot teams or players. I got a couple funny stats here. I don't think I got at least one. Man, Colorado, obviously on like absolute fire right now.
Fuego, yeah.
901, 1-6 in a row in regulation right now. They're crazy, scoring at will. They got one of the highest plus minuses in the league. And that brings me to my next one, Florida Panthers. Those guys score like nobody's business. Probably the best scoring team in the league right now. One of those two, at least. They just look—they look so complete. They look so ready right now.
Those two teams look above everybody else. One thing about
the
Avs, they haven't lost in regulation since all the postponements happened. Like their last loss in regulation was December 16th. Yeah, it's crazy. They've won most likely after tonight because they're up 2-0 on the Blackhawks with 5 minutes to play as we record. That'll be their 15th straight win at home.
Mm-hmm.
Them in Florida are kind of just battling fucking not side by side, but just both killing it in each conference.
while we're in the Central, I know no one's really a fan, probably we don't talk about them too much, but St. Louis doing really well.
Except for tonight, yeah.
Except for tonight. And the Nashville, too. I just thought we kind of got to shout them out because they continue to impress. So that's something. And then in the Atlantic, obviously Toronto doing really well, sticking right with the big dogs for now. So that's good news for the Toronto fans, of course. Tampa Bay right up there in Florida, not too far at least. Pretty close, which I think is like their main kind of marker. Like, we got to be here. So that's looking good there. And then I just want to talk a little bit about the Metro. Rangers, man. Chris Kreider. Leading the league in goals.
30 goals.
30 Excuse fucking me? Goals. He's ahead of Ovechkin and McDavid. And holy shit, man.
It's crazy, like, that's what he's doing.
Incredible.
He sits in front of the net in a power play and tips and like redirects. And that's how he gets every single one of his goals. It's incredible.
Big guy, can drive the net hard.
15 power play goals this season.
Oh, incredible, man. And I guess he's the mature guy on this this young, big roster. Good for him. It looks like he's really fitting in and maybe hitting his prime right in front of us here. So that was really cool. Really quick random one for Washington. I saw this stat. Most goals since 2005-2006. I got Ovechkin, Crosby, Stamkos, Eric Staal, and Malkin. Are those top five goal scorers since 05-06? Ovechkin leads in hits with 3,183. The next closest is Stamkos with 962. In that list. Like, this guy is that much of a machine. I thought this stat really showed that.
He's unbelievable. Like, his player type is, like, so unique of how he just barrels through everybody, including pucks through the net, and hasn't worn down at all. Like, you see these guys that like Jamie Benn, perfect example. Obviously not the goal scorer like Ovechkin. Obviously nobody's a goal scorer like Ovechkin, but guys that put up a lot of points but play a lot of ice time but also throw their body around a lot, they break down so fast into their career. Like, Jamie Benn he's fallen off the face of the earth because his body's just taken so much. Ovechkin's fucking going on up still. Like, it's wild to see what we're seeing.
It's crazy. No, absolutely. Other one was Carolina. The goaltending's been so damn good. Like, and then kind of just because it's outstanding to me that they're ahead of them. I can't, how much here? Oh, by 1 point in the standings right now. Pittsburgh, been absolutely electric. Won 5 straight. I think Crosby just had a 4 or 5 point night with a hat trick. They're looking perfect.
His hat trick goal was hilarious.
Yeah, I didn't actually see. I just read all the headlines there.
He tried to, it was an empty net. He tried to do a huge stretch pass to Rust, like off the boards into him. And he missed Rust by 35 feet, but it went off the boards and into the empty net. And he was just laughing his ass off.
Glad to see it, eh?
Yeah.
Hilarious. Anyway, that was kind of, I just wanted to get a couple of those, kind of make sure they're up in the air. Because I don't think we talk about for them too much, dialing in on them. But it's getting to the nitty-gritty race here, and these teams are looking real nice.
Yeah, we have the All-Star break in a week and a half. So, but yeah, we can definitely dive into a bunch of teams next week when we have a bit more time. But I think we are on the way out for this week.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Short and sweet, but thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week for sure. We didn't have too much news this week, so next week it might just be a huge halfway through the season look into the league kind of thing, we'll go from there. I think that's a decent plan, if anything, unless anything comes up. But I think we got a bunch of time for that.
Yeah, no, agreed. Deep dive next week in the NHL, ladies and gentlemen. So that'll do it for us to this week, and got time to whoop some ass in ball hockey, eh, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to go get that big dub. And thanks again for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you, fellas. Thanks.
Bye.